18. Zila's apartment looked like every cliched artist's apartment. Nothing matched, and the furniture gave off a certain vibe Nate was familiar with. It was all secondhand at best, maybe even scavenged from alleys. Her desk was made from several milk crates and what looked like an old door. An oversized laptop sat on one end. A large lump of clay sat on the other end, half formed into something that could have been either a fertility goddess or a lumpy vase. She threw herself into a chair in front of the laptop. The camera connected to a USB cable and the computer hummed to life. "Just a sec," she told them. A progress bar zipped by and she opened a file. The first picture was dark with a brightly lit brick on the left side. "I had it positioned bad," said Zila. "The flash just went off against the wall." The second photo was a blur of colors. "Tap the camera," she muttered. The next three seemed workable, although they all showed different details and shadows. She began clicking on different filters and tools. "Give me a minute." Vic and Nate turned away and spent a minute looking around. Every wall was covered with photos or paintings of one kind or another. Canvases were stacked up on a wooden chair. An easel near the center of the room held a painting of the Griffith Park Observatory as seen from the roof. Next to the desk was a mattress on the floor piled high with pillows and blankets. An old-fashioned folding screen with four panels stood next to the wall, like something out of a Wild West bordello. It looked like it had been made from large window shutters. Nate peeked behind the screen. Just as Zila had said, her bathroom was an open space the size of Nate's kitchen. The floor, walls, and ceiling were all covered with the blue and white tile. In one corner was the shower head and controls. In the other was a toilet, sink, and medicine cabinet. It reminded him of a locker room. Vic was studying the painting of the observatory. There was a photograph of the same view clipped to the edge of the canvas. She pushed her glasses higher on her nose and looked between the two. "This is the best one," said Zila. She'd cleaned up one photo and filled the screen with it. "There's a bit more in some of the others, but this seems to be the best overall." She leaned back to give them a clear view. The flash lit up most of the room. Because of the angle, the bottom half of the picture was concrete floor. It was rough and unpainted. The bright light highlighted some dust bunnies and cobwebs in the foreground. The walls were bare brick and mortar with a few horizontal pipes running along them. One of the few vertical pipes ran down into the ground, and there was a stack of what looked like newspapers at the base of it. In the far corner, he could see a glimpse of the roof and several thick wooden beams connected to an exposed I-beam. A few coils of thick rope hung on the wall. Something hung at the top edge, and the reflections on it made them all confident it was a bare light bulb peeking into frame. "So," said Nate, "all that for a big empty room?" Vic squinted through her glasses. She reached out to point at the picture. "Do you have a better shot of that rope?"
"Maybe,"
Zila switched back to the other two shots.
"I haven't cleaned these up, but if you give me a minute, I can try to—"
"There!" Vic jabbed a finger at the monitor.
"See that?"
Nate and Zila peered at the image. It was darker than the clean one and not as sharp. The objects in the background were just shadows, highlights, and reflections. The coils of rope gleamed in the image.
"It's shiny," said Vic. "It's not rope, it's cable."
"Could be," Zila said. She skipped to another picture, then back to the clean version. The enhancement and years of dust made the coils look like rope, but there were a few pinpricks of light reflecting off them.
"It is," said Vic.
She looked at Nate.
"I'll bet it's copper cable."
"Doesn't look like copper," Zila said. "That's a big leap," said Nate.
"Not really. Not if we assume whatever's in there has something to do with the power mystery."
Zila turned from the screen.
"Power mystery?"
Nate and Vic exchanged a glance. "The building isn't on the LA power grid," he said. She blinked.
"What?"
"It looks like we're getting our electricity from somewhere else," said Nate. "We just don't know where."
"Somewhere in there," said Vic.
"Except," countered Nate, "there's nothing in there."
"We can't see half the room," she said. "There could be a ton of stuff in there just out of frame."
"Something that could power a building?" Vic glared at him.
"Whose side are you on?"
Nate put up a hand. "I just want the facts, no jumping to conclusions."
"Hold on," said Zila.
She flicked back and forth between a few of the lesser photos again and came back to the clean one.
"Look at those shadows."
Vic leaned in.
"What about them?"
She traced the shadows the pipes had cast when the flash went off.
"They're too big. Too wide."
Nate tried to pull some hidden meaning from the photo. What do you mean, too wide?
If the pipes were on the wall, Zila explained, they'd cast narrow shadows, not much wider than the pipes themselves, because there wouldn't be much distance for them to spread. We probably wouldn't even be able to see them.
They're not on the wall, said Vig. They're out in the middle of the room.
Yep, said Zila. Those aren't water pipes.
Nate thought of optical illusions and how the whole perspective of a picture would switch once you knew the trick to it. It's a railing, he said. The safety railing around a staircase. He and Vig exchanged a glance.
One going down below the basement, said Vig.